In a world where 70% of our communication happens through screens, the subtle cues we rely on in face-to-face interactions have disappeared. No handshakes, no eye contact, no reassuring smiles. Yet the stakes remain just as high. A misplaced period in a text message can trigger anxiety. A delayed response can damage trust. An all-caps email can destroy a relationship. Welcome to the new frontier of human connection, where digital body language has become our primary mode of expression. Erica Dahlwin's groundbreaking work has garnered praise from business leaders worldwide, with Forbes calling it a must-read for anyone who communicates digitally. As digital communication became our lifeline during the pandemic, the book's relevance skyrocketed, earning spots on recommended reading lists from Harvard Business Review and The Wall Street Journal. Drawing from her unique background spanning cultures and her Harvard education, Dahlwin offers something increasingly rare, a practical framework for navigating the invisible signals that make or break our professional relationships. They had been dating for 3 years when a text message fight ended with Laura asking, "So are we through?" and Dave replying, "I guess so." Laura spent the next day mourning her relationship, only to discover Dave meant they were through arguing, not breaking up. This miscommunication mirrors workplace confusion we've all experienced. A period and that'll be fine causing anxiety, or a boss seeming cold because she didn't use exclamation marks. Similar scenarios play out daily in professional settings, a colleague interpreting okay as passive-aggressive, or team members reading hostility into a brief per my last email response. Today, with 306 billion emails sent daily and studies showing 50% of email tone is misinterpreted, we're navigating uncharted territory. Digital body language has replaced traditional cues. Our response times, word choices, and punctuation create impressions that enhance or destroy relationships. A delayed response might signal disrespect, while rapid-fire messages can appear demanding. Even the timing of messages, late-night emails versus early-morning replies, carries implicit meaning about work-life boundaries and expectations. Without nonverbal cues that comprise 60 to 80% of face-to-face communication, we're left cueless, with compromised ability to show care, poor timing, altered body language, and technology-created masks. The four laws of digital body language provide a framework for navigating this new landscape. Valuing visibly means showing appreciation when traditional signals like smiles are invisible through explicit acknowledgement, thoughtful responses, and appropriate use of emojis in casual contexts. Communicating carefully establishes clear expectations about channels, content, and recipient lists, including when to use email versus chat and how to craft messages that minimize ambiguity. Collaborating confidently involves taking conscious risks while trusting others' support, such as sharing works in progress or admitting uncertainty. Trust totally creates psychological safety where ambiguous messages don't trigger fear, allowing team members to assume positive intent and ask for clarification without anxiety. These principles don't just improve communication, they transform workplace culture. When implemented effectively, they eliminate confusion by establishing shared norms for digital interaction. They streamline teamwork by reducing second-guessing and misinterpretation of messages. They create alignment through consistent communication practices across teams and departments. Most importantly, they build environments where people tell truth, keep their word, and deliver on commitments, fostering a foundation of trust that transcends digital barriers. Organizations that master digital body language see measurable improvements in employee satisfaction, project completion rates, and cross-functional collaboration. Digital power plays create confusion and anxiety that's difficult to interpret. While face-to-face power plays are easy to spot through body language, digital versions manifest through cursory responses, delayed replies, overly formal language, or complete silence, leaving recipients struggling with ambiguity and self-doubt. When facing unclear digital communications, two critical questions help determine appropriate responses. Who has more power in the relationship, and how much do you trust each other? Power dynamics significantly influence communication speed. We respond quickly to bosses, but may delay with subordinates. Trust determines how messages are interpreted. A trusted colleague sees brevity as busyness, while someone in a contentious relationship perceives it as hostility. The four most anxiety-provoking types of digital body language are brevity, passive-aggressiveness, slow responses, and formality. Ultra-short messages like, "What does this mean?" or "We need to talk," trigger anxiety by leaving too much room for interpretation. Working with a terse British senior partner taught me how stressful brevity can be. His haiku-like emails, "Send a brief on this client," and vague feedback, "Work on this more," left me confused and unable to meet expectations. Passive-aggressive phrases like, "as per my previous email," create stomach-knotting anxiety as we try to interpret their true meaning. A viral Twitter thread revealed widespread use of such language, with phrases like, "per my last email," meaning, "you didn't read what I wrote," and "friendly reminder emails," signaling frustration. While senders feel better using these phrases, recipients often feel shamed or corrected. In digital communication, delayed responses or ghosting can trigger timing anxiety, intense worry about what response times might mean. Our expectations for instantaneous replies, conditioned by texting, leave us frustrated by normal email delays. The emotional roller coaster of waiting for responses can lead to misinterpretations and relationship damage. Today's workplace is notably less formal than a decade ago, making slight increases in formality feel like power plays. Even simple phrases like "thank you" can shift from gratitude to royal command, depending on context. When colleagues suddenly become more formal, using "Dear Steve" instead of diving straight in, it creates discomfort and signals potential relationship problems. Just as physical posture communicates confidence in person, our digital posture reveals volumes about us. In physical meetings, we notice who sits where, who arrives late, and who checks email throughout. These same power dynamics now manifest digitally through email CC lines, response timing, and message formatting. Digital body language may be casual, but should never be careless. Every word and signal counts when we can no longer rely on voice tone or eye contact. Our digital communications send important signals that correspond to real-life behaviors. Medium choice indicates priority, punctuation and symbols convey emotion, timing demonstrates respect, email addressing shows inclusion, and our overall digital presence forms our identity. Selecting the appropriate communication channel, email, Slack, phone, or text, depends on both message urgency and recipient. Each medium carries implicit meanings that signal digital savviness and professionalism. This was illustrated when CEO Adriel sent her employee Brian a late-night calendar invitation without context for an early morning meeting. While Adriel saw this as a neutral scheduling request, Brian spent a sleepless night convinced he was about to be fired, interpreting the impersonal medium as a sign of trouble. In digital communication, punctuation and symbols have become crucial emotional indicators, compensating for the absence of nonverbal cues. Even a simple response like "okay" carries different emotional weight depending on whether it's written as "okay," "k," "okay," or "kk." This informal language evolution attempts to inject tone and prevent misinterpretation, but often creates more confusion than clarity. The exclamation point has made an epic comeback in digital communication. Once used sparingly to convey urgency or excitement, it now signals basic friendliness in emails and texts, so much so that omitting it can make messages seem cold or brusque. Women tend to use exclamation points more frequently than men, as digital versions of the nods and smiles that characterize female communication. The humble period has evolved from a simple sentence ender to a digital signal of cold fury. In texts, "sure" sounds noncommittal. "Sure" conveys enthusiasm, but "sure" can read as passive-aggressive resentment. Research confirms this shift. Psychologist Danielle Gunraj found that text messages ending with periods were perceived as insincere, while periods in handwritten notes carried no such connotation. Response time has become a new digital measure of respect. While face-to-face conversations have natural response times, about 200 milliseconds, digital communication is asynchronous, creating anxiety during delays. The average person takes 90 minutes to reply to emails and 90 seconds for texts. These gaps can trigger overthinking, especially when power dynamics are unbalanced. As workplaces become more digital and remote, visibly showing value to colleagues becomes critical. The first principle is reading carefully is the new listening. People comprehend less when reading on screens than in print, tending to skim rather than read attentively. This leads to misunderstandings, as illustrated by an email exchange where I asked, "Do you want to speak Wednesday or Thursday?" and received the unhelpful reply, "Yes." Research shows we read poorly online because we're racing through messages, though this artificial speed costs us accuracy, clarity, and respect. Writing consciously and clearly demonstrates respect in digital communication. A pharmaceutical CMO's vague email request, "Do you think we should add more research on oncology?" resulted in her team spending 30 hours preparing 40 slides when she only wanted 2 bullet points. Leaders must distinguish between think-alouds and actual directives, while team members should ask clarifying questions. Proofreading emails prevents misunderstandings from dropped words or misleading punctuation. Showing value in digital environments requires intentional practices that demonstrate respect and recognition. Failing to include others, like a host who monopolized 26 minutes of a 30-minute call before asking for input, wastes expertise and creates resentment. Effective leaders prioritize recognition through practices like sending video messages of gratitude, holding inclusive video conferences that celebrate achievements, awarding personalized digital tokens, like custom Slack emojis, or making personal birthday calls to employees. Digital environments require leaders to accommodate both introverts and extroverts. One technology executive created a process where, following monthly strategy calls, team members email her privately answering, "What's the bad news I don't want to hear?" and "What might we have missed?" This gives introverts time to process ideas and share insights they wouldn't voice in meetings. Respecting others' time in meetings demonstrates that you value them. Jonathan interrupted a poorly organized conference call to establish structure by requesting clarity on the meeting's purpose and brief introductions from participants. Effective leaders design meetings with clear agendas, state what success looks like at the beginning, and provide action steps at the end. Since many people now communicate primarily through digital means, new rules are needed to communicate clearly and persuasively. The first principle is think before you type, taking time to carefully consider messages before sending them. I once accidentally emailed confidential client information to the wrong Katie and learned that once we press send, we lose control over where our words end up. Messages can be forwarded, altered, or taken out of context, as happened when an executive's 12-paragraph email about a potential acquisition was reduced to just 2 words. Expect layoffs, causing panic. To communicate carefully, slow down and use a checklist before sending messages. Key questions include who needs to be included, what action should receivers take, what context do they need, what tone is appropriate, when is the best time to send it, which channel is best, and how comfortable would you be if the message were shared or forwarded. Tone, the overall attitude of writing, is crucial for careful communication. Reading the room by considering the recipient, audience, and context helps establish appropriate tone. With new connections, maintain a neutral, informative tone until rapport develops. Digital communication can convey volume through formatting. All caps with multiple exclamation points sounds aggressive, while minimal responses like K can feel dismissive and disrespectful. For clearer communication, use the 3 W's, who, what, when assigning tasks. Specify in subject lines whether messages are FYI, decision requests, or requests for information. Create clear acronyms like NNTR, no need to respond. Write perfect subject lines that summarize content and maintain consistency. Structure long messages with quick summary and detail sections. Make content scannable with bullet points and formatting. Changing communication channels from email to video calls can eliminate miscommunications by adding visual cues that convey emotions and good intentions. Zapier, a fully remote company, successfully uses different collaboration tools for specific purposes. They use Slack as their virtual office with distinct channels for different topics and follows detailed norms for each tool. When choosing communication channels, three factors determine the most appropriate medium. Length is straightforward. Lengthy messages belong in email with proper formatting, not instant messaging. Complexity requires channels that support detailed arguments and visual elements, like photos or videos. Familiarity considers both your relationship with recipients and message content. Close relationships might welcome texts, while business communications generally work better via email. Collaborating confidently means stating needs clearly, including when and why we need something, leaving no room for misinterpretation. This principle addresses common problems like Carrie's experience as COO, where three teams sent her different timelines for a project due to an executive by midnight, or Francoise Henderson's case where a European product rollout failed because five separate company units weren't properly aligned on ingredient changes. Collaborating confidently begins by understanding what other departments do and establishing clear norms on how they interact. Lisa Schollett's approach at Goldman Sachs exemplifies this, creating cross-functional task forces to get to yes faster by asking, who's going to need to know all the things we're thinking about doing? To battle today's erosion of confidence at work, often caused by changing priorities, consistency in our messages is critical. We can build and earn confidence through consistency by fighting thoughtless deadlines, eliminating chronic cancellations, and practicing patient responses. The word deadline traces back to the American Civil War, when prisoner of war camps had boundaries called deadlines. Prisoners who crossed them would be killed. While deadlines remain serious in contexts like manufacturing, in other settings, they're understood as rough estimates. Problems arise when missed deadlines cause delays down the chain. Managers need systems that create realistic deadlines, clarify consequences of missing them, and consider contingencies. Canceling meetings has become a significant workplace problem, exacerbated by our overscheduled lives. It's easy to book time on someone's calendar and bow out later, but chronic cancellations have serious company-wide repercussions, lowered morale, lost team brainstorming time, and diminished confidence in leadership. In our asynchronous communication world, hasty responses often create more problems than they solve. The impulse to immediately reply to messages can lead to misunderstandings, broken commitments, and even chaos. Remember that less haste ultimately equals more speed. For global leaders with teams across multiple time zones, this challenge is magnified. Rather than responding immediately, there's power in measured silence. Unless truly urgent, taking time to gain perspective and craft a strategic reply serves everyone better. Trust totally represents the culmination of the previous three principles: valuing visibly, communicating carefully, and collaborating confidently. It creates an environment of psychological safety where team members feel comfortable speaking up and taking risks. Many leaders talk about encouraging speaking up and taking risks, but fail to support team members who actually do so. Steph Corey, CEO of luggage company Away, exemplifies this disconnect. While publicly claiming to empower decision-making and building an amazing team, earning her spots on Forbes lists, the reality behind the scenes revealed a culture of shaming and bullying. Corey's behavior included audible yelling, referring to her team as millennial twats, and firing employees who discussed her in a Slack channel. Employees were prohibited from emailing each other and lived in constant fear of reprisal, creating a toxic digital culture where vulnerability was punished rather than protected. Leaders must model the trust they want to see. When Microsoft's AI chatbot Tay turned racist within 24 hours of launch, CEO Satya Nadella didn't punish his team, but instead sent an encouraging email, "Keep pushing and know that I am with you." He later explained that if people are doing things out of fear, it's hard or impossible to actually drive any innovation. Leaders who delay necessary actions, like firing underperformers, create confusion that ripples through their teams. Psychological safety means speaking your mind without fearing negative consequences to your self-image, status, or career. Harvard professor Amy Edmondson advises leaders to explicitly acknowledge uncertainty and interdependence. We've never been here before. We can't know what will happen, so we've got to have everybody's brains and voices in the game. Leaders should criticize actions rather than people, while measuring psychological safety through team assessments that evaluate whether mistakes are held against people, if it's safe to take risks, and if unique skills are valued. Leaders who show vulnerability make it easier for team members to speak up and embrace uncertainty. Simple statements like, "I may be missing something, I need to hear from you," or "Operations is not my strong suit," encourage participation and demonstrate that you value contributions. Will, a Facebook team leader, asks four key questions in one-on-ones. What are you working on? What's going well? What's not going well? How can I help? This approach allows him to adapt his role, therapist, coach, cheerleader, advocate, based on what team members need. The digital world hasn't erased our differences. It's amplified them. When we communicate digitally, our biases and misunderstandings can become even more pronounced. Gender norms take root early. Studies show that from age 2 or 3, boys are socialized to be assertive, while girls learn to be indirect and consider others' feelings. By adulthood, men have typically been conditioned to seek status by taking center stage and boasting about skills, while women prioritize intimacy and express preferences as suggestions rather than orders. We interpret identical digital messages differently based on gender. A brief, direct email from a woman might be read as bossy, while the same message from a man reads as confident. Harvard's Project Implicit defines these unconscious biases as attitudes and beliefs that people may be unwilling or unable to report. Women often feel compelled to soften their digital communication with exclamation points, emojis, and GIFs to avoid seeming shrill or bitchy, while men can be direct without such concerns. Different generations have fundamentally different approaches to communication channels. Digital adapters rarely see phone calls as intrusive, while digital natives expect text permission before calling. When digital natives share their phone number, they're giving implicit permission to text, not call. This divide creates workplace tension, as seen when a 50-something manager complained about younger colleagues never answering phones. Meanwhile, younger workers view outdated technology preferences, like Hotmail addresses, as disqualifying factors in hiring. For digital natives, emojis aren't frivolous. They're a legitimate language conveying genuine emotion. Companies like CircleCI have formalized emoji use in their communication policies, using specific symbols to categorize different types of messages. About 1/3 of young professionals feel comfortable using emojis with everyone from colleagues to senior executives, and over 60% of people 35 plus identify as frequent emoji users. Cultural differences in communication extend beyond national boundaries to regional variations. Experts divide the world into high-context cultures, Mediterranean, Central Europe, Latin America, Africa, Middle East, Asia, that communicate implicitly with heavy reliance on nonverbal cues, and low-context cultures, English-speaking Western countries, that prefer explicit verbal communication. High-context cultures value hierarchical boundaries, reading between lines, and building long-term relationships, often preferring phone calls over emails. Low-context cultures get straight to the point in digital communications. Digital body language is fundamentally reshaping not just how we communicate, but how we think and process information. Our growing dependence on phones and digital devices has created significant ripples throughout workplace culture, with constant notifications and interruptions becoming the norm. When colleagues check phones during meetings or respond to texts while conversing, it sends powerful signals of disrespect that can create lasting divisions within teams. However, digital communication tools also offer unique advantages, particularly in bridging traditional communication gaps. Introverts often find their voice in digital spaces, contributing thoughtfully through written communication, while extroverts can learn to modulate their presence more effectively. The COVID-19 pandemic served as a global catalyst, accelerating digital workplace adoption at an unprecedented rate. This sudden shift made mastery of digital body language not just beneficial, but essential for professional success. Organizations discovered that virtual collaboration could be just as effective as in-person interaction, sometimes even more so when managed properly. remote teams learn to read subtle cues in digital communications, from response times to emoji usage, developing new frameworks for understanding and connection. Digital communication, when handled skillfully, creates more inclusive environments where diverse perspectives can thrive. Teams spanning different time zones, cultures, and communication styles can collaborate effectively through asynchronous communication and carefully chosen digital tools. Research shows that well-managed virtual teams frequently outperform their co-located counterparts, leveraging diverse global talent pools and varied perspectives that would be impossible to assemble in a single physical location. The four fundamental laws of digital body language, valuing visibly, communicating carefully, collaborating confidently, and trust totally, provide a framework for excellence in digital interaction. Valuing visibly means acknowledging contributions and presence in digital spaces through consistent engagement. Communicating carefully involves choosing appropriate channels and considering timing and tone. Collaborating confidently requires mastering digital tools and platforms while maintaining professional boundaries. Trust totally emphasizes the importance of assuming good intent and building psychological safety in virtual environments. By mastering these principles, we can transform potentially anxiety-inducing digital interactions into opportunities for meaningful connection. This transformation is crucial as our world becomes increasingly virtual, with hybrid and remote work becoming permanent features of the professional landscape. Organizations that excel in digital body language create stronger teams, more effective leadership, and more authentic connections across all levels of communication.